Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for us to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love. DC? DC, are you muted? Okay, I don't know where the magical DC love
here,
is.
Barbara. I was off in another land, and I had to take care of a matter, so I am back. The angels got me back just in time.
Well, tell everyone about you.
Okay. Well, you told me to refer to myself as the magical DC love. So good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, as well a conscious channel. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. I'm a Reiki master, as well as a Reiki teacher. And as you know, you're listening to me, I'm a radio show host. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers, and also my beautiful in-spirit furry little guide, Ginger. But I want to tell you a little bit more about Joan, because Joan really, she was amazing in a way that the other guides weren't. She actually threatened me when I first got together with Joan. I mean, it was a crazy thing. And she really wanted my attention. And finally, you know, I did give her my full attention. And she said she wanted to be one of my guides. And I said, okay, Joan, you know, you are going to be one of my guides, but I'm going to refer to you as the not-so-divine guide that I have. And she was okay with that. And she left this beautiful door open from the other side, and others have been walking through that space. And in doing so, it has given me such an amazing, fascinating mixture of divine source to connect with. And I'm able to relate and work with a wide variety of people on the earth plane. So prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, I had a work background. It was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. Okay, I'm coming back to where I am again. I've got to stop trying to be more in one place at once, especially when I'm on the radio. All right, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. Yes, that's my name. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help men and women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I've come to have this deeper understanding of unconditional love and what that really means and what it really feels like. And so I stand in that unconditional love with everyone that I work with, so it's safe. And I never judge anyone, no matter what they've done or what they think they've done, because everyone has the freedom to be. So you can learn more about me or about DC Love by going to my website, which is divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I'd like to say is I want to give a shout out to all the nurses out there, because May the 6th through the 12th is actually Nurses Week. So I want to, you know, just say thank you to all the nurses, and as well, thank you to all the caregivers out there. I mean, you have a really important job, and we honor you for that beautiful job. You could be a mom, you could, you know, you could be a dad, you could be someone that helps out with kids. So not only nurses, but all the caregivers out there, we want to give you a special hello and give you a shout out. And with that being said, I now want to go to a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And it's entitled Archangel Raphael Prayer for Joy, and it was written by Lori Kilgore Martin. Archangel Raphael, I call upon your nurturing guidance and to offer my gratitude for your continued support, bringing me to this day and this moment. Help me to uncover the pearl of joy within, to accept and to know this wondrous gem is my true essence, so that I may be the embodiment of divine inspiration to all I meet. I am with you, beaming with delight in your magnificent presence. Walk with me on a healing journey to a magic forest where the unicorns reside. There is a tree waiting just for you. Its leaves are full in bloom, sparkling with beads of diamond and rainbow light. Feel the warmth from the sun and the lambient moonlight rays emanating through you. Love from God, Mother Earth, and the elemental kingdom is unfolding you now. My angel wings forever round, your soul opens to joy, health safe and sound. Oh, beautiful one, where your heart resides, love surrounds my angel wings forever round. Archangel Raphael, I feel the radiant life flowing through me. Its gentle energy is uplifting. I am ready to be joy and dance in joy with all of life from the deepest place in my heart. I honor you. And with that being said, we have Mother Mary coming in. Blessings, dear children. I lovingly come before you to help you surrender all the burden that you are carrying. Your prayers have been heard, and it is now time to allow heaven to come in and assist you. There have been times when you have become completely overwhelmed. Allow myself, the angels, and Jesus to work things out for your greater good. Accept his help as he guides you through the darkness. Come to me as well, and I will give you rest. Please, hand over all of your worries to the angels as divine intervention begins and healing on all levels. Follow the guidance that you are given. First thought that comes to mind is really what needs to be addressed first. And you will feel my love, and you will be safe and surrounded. Take care of you. Nurture your child. Never stay strong, knowing that Jesus does have a plan. Allow it to become your strength. As it begins right now, transform your life. I will be by your side, lovingly supporting and uplifting you every step of the way. Remain in a state of gratitude and be open to receiving blessings and miracles as they begin to unfold. Call upon me today, as I will compassionately guide you to create and manage your heart's desire. Now, Mother Mary, just a really small meditation. Blessings, beloved. I, Mother Mary, am with my spiritual power. Connect your heart. Allow my love. Yes, can you hear me, Barbara?
You're breaking up. You're breaking up a lot.
And I'm not moving, so I don't know if that's good. Would you like me to call back in?
Well, now that you're not giving us the readings, you sound fine.
Okay, well, I'm going to try again, Mother Mary. I'm going to ask Mother Mary and the angels and Jesus to keep us connected here. I'll try. She had just like a little tiny meditation, and she's saying, blessings, beloveds. I, Mother Mary, am with you in this moment. I have come to awaken you to my powerful healing energy. Connect your heart with mine, beloveds, and allow my love to permeate every fiber of your being. Breathe in my love and feel my presence as well as the healing angels. Call upon me and know that I will compassionately comfort you. Sit peacefully as the powerful flow of light surrounds you. Beloveds, relax and be open to receiving this beautiful energy. Breathe it in into the center of your being. You will feel your heart become filled with my loving essence. Beloveds, now breathe out all the heaviness and the pain, all that no longer serves you, replacing these feelings with divine love and compassion. Each and every day, remind yourself that love is always the answer, no matter the question. I am always with you. You need only think of me, and you will feel my loving presence. Beloveds, today is a new day. Welcome its blessings to flow into every aspect of your life. Become peaceful as my divine love uplifts and empowers you. Affirm now, all is well. Let my love guide you throughout this beautiful day. I, Mother Mary, I love you. Take another breath in slowly through the nose and then out through the mouth. Okay, and when you're ready, just if you have to move your arms or your legs a little bit, do that and come back into the present. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Well, now you sound absolutely clear. I don't know what it was about the message. I guess we weren't.
I don't know. I was going into no. I went off to another land, I think. Sorry about that.
It's okay. That happens. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us all right now. My beloved ones, the time is here for you to embrace your power. And I know that we have told you many times before that you are powerful, and some of you say, oh, yes, I'm sure he's right. I just don't know how to access that power that I have or that power that I'm supposed to have. I need help. I don't know what to do. So we want to give you the opportunity right now in this moment to experience that beautiful power within you. So just take a moment. If you want to close your eyes and it's safe for you to do so, please do. And take a nice deep breath and allow yourself to just relax and be here right now. And we are sending angels to work with each and every one of you. And they are opening your heart so you may feel warmth in the heart area, around your heart chakra. And as that heart is open, you are feeling that beautiful energy that is there. And we want you to just breathe deeply while this is being done. Some of you have walls and restrictions around your heart, and those are being cleared away so that your heart can truly be open, can radiate the unconditional love which is within you, because that is where your power comes from. It is not something that you are creating in your mind. Your mind wasn't designed for that. This is the power, the energy that is always there, that is always you. And the beliefs that you hold in your mind tend to get in the way. So the angels are releasing any of the beliefs that you no longer need, the beliefs that hold you back in your life, the beliefs that make you think that you are small or weak or insignificant. You are being opened up to the greatness that is within you, the greatness that you can stand in as you live your life, the greatness that allows you to create and manifest miracles whatever it is that you desire. This greatness has no limitations. There are no restrictions. There are no rules or regulations. You really do have free will. And this is where you get to exercise this. And some of you may begin to feel energies rising up from within you. And some of these energies may be fears. The angels are helping with that. They are clearing that out of the way. This is not a time when you need any fear. This is about you feeling the truth of who you are. This is about you expanding and accepting your greatness. You see, God is within each and every one of us. There is no separation. And you have access to all of the power of God. Everyone does. So that belief that you have to be small, that there's only so much that you can do, is actually a false belief. And you don't need that anymore. And the angels are helping you to let that go. And as you come more and more into accepting your greatness, you find yourself feeling a wonderful sense of peace. Because this power is very loving, very gentle, very strong, very powerful, but not in a fearful sort of way. There's nothing for you to fear. Absolutely nothing. So just let yourself relax. And open more and more to the greatness within you. The greatness allows you to create whatever it is you desire in your life. And yes, you are a creator. Each and every one of you is a creator. And you don't just create, you also manifest. You bring it into reality. It becomes a part of your physical world. Just allow that to soak in. And if there's any fears or doubts or worries coming up, the angels will help you to let that go. Sometimes you have to let go of so much before you can actually accept who you really are. And that's okay. Let's breathe and allow. And now you should be feeling that beautiful sense of peace. And also that knowing that you are powerful. You are powerful. And you deserve to be. Your hearts are being opened more and more so that you can experience this beautiful power and love within you. So that you can know the truth of who you are. This energy is always with you. Always. It never, ever, ever, ever goes away. So anytime you want to come back to this feeling of this power, you can. Just simply remember. Or you can simply step back in to what is always there. This is not something that will only happen when you are with me, because you are always with me. But it is yours, and you can call on it, and you can be in it. And you can just sit in your power. And while you are sitting in your power, you can ask questions and get answers. You have access to so much more than you've ever been taught. We want you to accept that and embrace that. We want you to start living in your power. We love you. Okay, take a nice deep breath and come back to here and now. Oh, that felt nice. Oh, I don't want to come back.
Beautiful.
Okay, that was a mess.
Well, you know what? Ginger is waiting patiently. She's really excited. She said, Auntie Barbara, I've got a totem animal for you today, and it's a biggie. And what she's excited about, she's saying, Auntie Barbara, your totem animal for today is a crow. And here's a little poem that goes along with that. Crow, are you cawing so I may know the secret of balance within my soul? Or are you sending me your sacred caw just to remind me of universal law? So the crow is really, it is an amazing totem animal. And the crow is fascinated with her own shadow. She actually keeps looking at it. She scratches at it. She pecks at it until her shadow, you know, wakes up and becomes alive. So if you look, like, deeply into the crow's eyes, you will have found the gateway to the supernatural. And the crow knows the unknowable mysteries of creation and is also the keeper of sacred law. And the crow can bend the laws of the physical universe and actually shapeshift, which is amazing. And this ability is rare and unique. And few, you know, people, you know, can do this. And it's just amazing because you can be at two places at the same time. So one consciously in physical form, and then you take on another. And the crow is the protector of also of ancient records. So it's really an amazing totem animal. And it lives in the void and has no sense of time. So sometimes, you know, when the crow appears, it's asking you just to pause and to reflect, you know, in relation to the laws of humanity. And it does signify a firsthand knowledge of a higher order of right and wrong. And it indicates that, you know, you speak in a powerful voice when addressing that that you see out of harmony or out of balance or unjust. So they say that crow, you know, the people that have, like, the crow totem with them, they're very mindful, you know, of others' opinions and actions. And the crow just asks, like, to be willing to walk your talk, speak your truth, and know your life's mission, and balance past, present, and future in the now, and to shapeshift that all reality and become your future self. Allow the bending of physical laws to aid in creating the shapeshifted world of peace. So what do you think about that, Barbara?
I think that sounds absolutely wonderful. I've always known that, you know, crows were magical, linked to the whole magic thing. So I think that's great. You know, I'm always looking to have a deeper understanding to evolve myself and to help other people evolve. You know, that's my goal. I want everybody to be absolutely great. And I also want to be absolutely great. So,
you know what the funny thing is? I have crows around me here cawing all the time, and I go to a mall that's really close to my house. And the funny thing is there's always a crow sitting in the same spot on the same building as if it were waiting for me. And when I get there, it starts to caw at me. I mean, it's just, like, so funny. Thinking, I haven't been here for months. You're telling me you've been sitting and waiting for me this long?
Well, they exist outside of time, so it's just a moment for them.
Yes, and I'm going to appreciate the crow and that caw, because I'm out there and I'm walking Callie and I hear that caw. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, what is it that you want to tell me? And now I understand a little bit better as well. So I want to say thank you to Ginger. That was really awesome, Ginger. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ginger. That was wonderful. Okay, well, does Ginger have an animal totem for you?
She said no.
Okay.
She wants me to enjoy Auntie Barbara's totem animal.
All right, then. So we have come to the part of the show now where people can ask questions. So if you have called in and you have a question, make sure you've pressed the number 1 so that lovely little symbol appears on the board. And if you are logged into the chat room, then you can type your question. All right, our first caller is from area code 760. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Fine. How
great.
Are you, Donna?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Wonderful. What can we do for you?
So my question is, where do you see me living?
Okay, and you know what? Ginger's coming in, Donna, and she's saying, where do you want to live?
Well, that's a good question. Because
I mean, we're here to help you to discover, you know, what you need to discover. So to ask a question like, you know, where do you see me living? We see you living wherever it is that you, you know, find to be magical and things, wherever that you're going to really thrive and feel wonderful, you know. So that's sort of like up to you. Like, what is it that, you know, is there a special place that you resonate with that would make you feel wonderful?
Yeah, but the problem is there's volcanoes there that are,
okay,
you know, going off right now. So that's the problem there.
Okay. Well, we're going to put it out to the angels that you find a place that, you know, that you find just as wonderful and maybe that doesn't have volcanoes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the angels and they're walking with you and there is a special place for you is what I'm getting, Donna. You've really got to, you know, just open your arms wide to receiving and allow the angels to guide you because I feel like you're going to be guided to somewhere where you're really going to be able to thrive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yep. I'm just getting, you know, like I'm getting the word fear around you. Like you're sort of afraid. So we're going to put that fear to the side and you're going to be
okay.
able to trust that inner voice, your beautiful inner voice, honey. You're going to make a beautiful decision. And you've got to be reminded, like, that no one or nothing can truly harm you, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like you're, you know, you're living in fear, and that's why you said, you know, I want to live there, but there's volcanoes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get rid of that fear is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
Have you been outside walking in nature? Because I get, if you get outside and you're within nature, you easily get so many messages, you know, and it's easier to, you know, connect with your intuition out there as well.
Well, I actually have a place that I have in mind, and I actually have been thinking about it in the desert. And
okay.
And I just got the approval on it, so I'm thinking, oh, should I do it? Should I not do it? So, but again, you know, there was a fairly big earthquake at 5 o'clock this morning, so I'm still reeling from that. So, yeah, there's a lot of fear.
Okay, because I'm getting
between all these, you know, earthquakes, yeah. volcanoes, all this, you know, there.
Right.
Where I really wanted to live was the Caribbean, but then they had, you know, the 2 hurricanes there. So, yeah, it is a lot of fear from all this.
Yeah.
And
this
stuff, you know?
Time, you're going to see, this is a beautiful time, honey, of transformation for you. This is the time that you're supposed to make those decisions, okay? And you're supposed to, I see, like doors are closed, and you've got to close those old doors, and you've got to walk through the ones that are open because those are the doors to your future, okay? And
so
you're asked to just, you know, use your imagination, Donna, and follow your
okay.
dreams. And don't let, like, all these, you know, like these hurricanes and volcanoes and everything that, don't let those interfere with your goals of where you want to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because
yeah.
I'm getting, you know what, you're the one that's creating your reality, okay? So you've got to be mindful of what you're creating and just trust that your angels and the universe are going to guide you. And they're saying, please, Donna, let go of the fear and let go of the anxiety. It no longer serves you, okay?
Okay.
And just imagine that you're at that place that is the right place for you. And when you get to that right place, Donna, I see you standing on this big stage and you're connecting with so many people. Have you had that, you know, that beautiful dream for yourself?
On a stage? No.
Well, I see you I see a stage, but you're in front of a massive group of people. You're touching many people, okay?
Huh. Okay.
So this is a time to start to dream big is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
And allow the angels to come in and allow them to guide you. So you're moving for your betterment, okay? And you are going to, you know, you're going
to
so
you
see
me
really
moving
a
into
lot
the
of
place because I have to give them the money today if I decide to take it.
Okay, now repeat the question. It broke up a little bit.
I said, do you see me moving into this place because I have to give them the money today if I decide to take
no,
it?
No, I got a yes for that. I do. Okay.
Okay. I hope I come up with the money.
So you just believe that, you know what, no one can harm you. You've got to write that down. Because what you believe, you create. So if you believe, well, I'm going to go and live where there's, you know, where there's volcanoes, and I'm going to get caught in a volcano, well, you're going to be there at the time. So you just have to let go of that, okay? No one or no like or nothing can harm you, okay? As long as
mm-hmm.
you believe. Because what you believe is what you create, okay?
Right.
Like you seem to protect yourself, like, so much, and the angels are saying you don't need to protect yourself from others as much as you need to protect yourself from your own fears and your negative beliefs. Okay?
Yeah. Got ya.
Okay, so to get rid of these beliefs, to get rid of these fears, you have to focus on the light and love that is all around you. It's within you. It's around every living thing. And imagine this is just pure, beautiful, beautiful white light. It surrounds you each and every moment, Donna, okay? You are always and forever protected with this beautiful divine light, okay?
Okay.
And what I want to do right now, to just give you like a little bit of extra there, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in with Archangel Michael and do a clearing on all the fear that you have, okay?
Okay.
Because you truly need it. And just to open up to the beautiful energy that is flowing into every
thank
aspect
you.
Of your life. Yes, thank you.
Thank
Barbara?
You.
Okay.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
So I want
you
to just sit back and relax.
Okay.
And Archangel Michael is with you right now. And he's using his beautiful chakra cleaner. So that is flowing through you, clearing out your chakras. Oh, especially your base chakra. You have a lot of survival fears. Yeah, so they're letting all of that go. And it's interesting because the whole time that you were talking to DC, the song that was going through my mind was Island Girl. So,
how funny.
I just get the feeling that you really connect with the ocean and the island and that energy there. And that feels so right for you.
Right.
So why are you thinking about moving to the desert? That's not an
Well, that's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. Oh, that does. It doesn't feel like you. That's just the feeling that I get when I tap into your energy. But just breathe and let Michael clear out what he needs to clear out.
Okay.
And now we'll hear what Jesus wants to say to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Here we go. Beloved one, honor your soul. Follow your heart. You know what brings you joy. You know what you want to wake up in the morning and open the curtains and see outside your window. You know this. And you are letting all of this other energy that's coming from all of these other people, all of the negativity connected with, you know, islands and volcanoes and storms and catastrophes and all of that, you are letting that rule your life. Michael is helping you to let that go because that's not even your energy. You are an empath and you take on other people's energy, but you don't need to. So we are going to surround you with this beautiful protective shield. And the shield will not allow other people's energy in. You will still feel whatever you need to feel. But the only energy that will come through this shield will be love. And we are talking about true love. So now you are free to actually look within your own heart and see what resonates with you so that you are creating your life, not other people's doubts and fears, but your life and what you truly want to live. You've been holding yourself back from your own truth for so long, and it's time to let that go. So you may feel things moving within you as they are being cleared out of you because you no longer need them. And you now get to stand in your own power and make the choice of what is right for you, not what is safe. Because whatever you choose as being right will automatically be safe. So all of those doubts and fears that say, you can't live there, oh my gosh, are being taken away. So that you have the freedom to make your own choice. This is not something that anybody else needs to determine for you. You have the power to make good choices. So choose what is right for you. Choose what brings joy to your heart. Choose what creates the life that you truly want to live. And know that you are loved, you are supported, you are protected. It is your choice. Okay.
Thank you so much. That was great. Really great. Thank you.
Good. Well, now you get to choose where you want to live. But don't forget that song. It's still playing in my head.
I know, right? Well, that's definitely me for sure. The ocean is my happy place.
Okay.
The island, Kevin. Yeah. All right, thank you both so much. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, DC. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. God bless.
You too.
Okay. So, wait a minute. I was thinking and something was in my head and now it's gone. oh, that's what it was. Okay, so this is a message really from Archangel Michael. And he's saying, when you are creating your life, it really is your choice. So many of you are becoming more and more connected with your own energy, your own heart. And it is opening you up to your abilities. Because when you are connected, every one of you is empathic. You can feel what other people are feeling. But sometimes you believe that those feelings are actually yours, and they're not. So it's a matter of learning to not have to feel everyone else's feelings. We put this beautiful shield around Donna, and we can do that with any one of you that ask us to, so that you are not taking in everything from the world and assuming that it's yours. You don't need to live other people's fears. You don't need to live other people's doubts or other people's worries or other people's anything. You are here to live your life, to create the beautiful experience that you want to live. And we want you to remember that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with not feeling everyone else's fears. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're not caring. It doesn't mean that you're not helping the world. In fact, you are of more help to the world when you are following your heart, when you are creating what you are truly here for. That is how you help the world. And so you just simply need to ask me, say, Archangel Michael, will you please put a shield around me? And I'll do so. It's that simple. And each and every one of you has the power to do it. You are loved. And you are entitled to live a beautiful life where you are safe, where you know the truth in your own heart. And it is time for everyone to wake up and become who they truly are. Don't ignore yourself. Don't ever ignore yourself. Don't ever make everything else more important than you. You are important. And you deserve happiness, joy, prosperity, love, laughter. You deserve it. You deserve it. You don't have to do anything to prove that you deserve it because you already deserve it. Accept what you deserve. Accept who you are. Accept your own life. We love you. And we are here for you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Archangel Michael.
Oh, and I've got all these chills running throughout my whole body.
Oh, my goodness. And if you hear a little noise in the background, that's little Jackson. He's mowing my living room.
Oh, and I'm sure he's doing a wonderful job. Living rooms do need to be mowed, I tell you.
Yes. Well, he said he's not going to mow the grass because that's against nature. So he's been mowing sidewalks in my living room and everything that where there is no grass.
Oh, he is so sweet. Oh, you've got a budding environmentalist in your living room.
Yes. And he does a great job. He really does. He's doing what he's doing very well. So.
Good. Wonderful. All right, so I'm going to remind everybody again, if you've called in and you have a question, make sure you press the number 1 so that that symbol pops up. And of course, you can also just listen if that's what you are here for. But usually when you call in, you actually do have something that you want to know, hear, understand. That's what I'm hearing, so I'm assuming that it's right because my guys are always right. All right. DC. Okay, what am I supposed to say to DC? I'm still hearing the song Island Girl. It's playing in the background
yes.
of my mind.
My goodness, yes.
Donna,
my goodness,
love until the song will stop playing.
You know, Barbara, I've been having a problem with my eyes. My eyes have been like really itchy. My other allergies seem to be clearing, like, really good. It's just, like, my eyes are so, like, itchy. I'm getting, like, a rash around my face. It's, I don't know, like, the allergies are just, like, just stuck there in the eyes area. So I don't know what that means.
Okay, so is there something in your life that you are trying not to see?
Not that I'm aware of. On a conscious level, no.
Okay. Let me see what they want to say about your itchy eyes. We want you to understand that everything that happens in your experience is something that you've created because it's something that's connected with something that you need to know, you need to do, you need to be. And so we want you to look within your own heart. We want you to just sit and think about it. What is it that these itchy eyes really mean to you? What is it that you're itching to see? What is it that you're not seeing? I want you to just sit and let yourself be in that energy of knowing. That energy of receiving and accepting the wisdom that is flowing through you so that you can have a clear understanding, a clear vision, clear insight into your own life. Okay, so I'm getting a whatever that's saying that there's something in your life that you really don't want to see. It has to do with somebody in your family.
Okay.
And they're not telling me exactly what it is, but there's, when you look at it, it's upsetting to you.
Okay. And it's making my whole face red.
Yeah.
If my eyes get itchy, my face gets red. I'm like, oh my goodness.
So I don't know if it's because you think that you need to save this person or these people. I don't know how many people it is. But you need to let that go because you're not supposed to save anybody.
Right. No, I understand that. I got that message a while ago, and I do understand I'm not here to save anybody. Just, you know, to take care of myself.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess you need to let go of whatever judgments you have about this person that you don't want to see, because when you see them, it brings up all of this stuff in your own head, and you don't need to go there.
Okay.
So
that's
you can
crazy.
Meditate
oh
on
my...
your itchy eyes and see what they tell you.
Yeah, you got to get rid of these itchy eyes because, oh my goodness, I had like the frog in my throat for months and months and months, and that frog finally left, you know. I don't have it in the nose. My ears are fine. The only thing is the eyes. The eyes, like, and then my face gets all red. I'm putting lubricating drops, and I'm, you know, watching what I put on my face because I get like a cherry tomato almost. It looks so red. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But I sort of think I understand. I think I've got what, you know, what the message means.
Okay. Oh, good.
So,
all right. Then
yeah.
We will go to our next caller, which is 1111111. I just love saying 111. Hi.
Hi.
How are you both?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm good.
What can we do for you today?
Well, you mentioned the Island Girl song and then the eyes. So
yes,
both have something to do with me. So I pressed one because then you said that I should press one. So I thought, yes, why not? So
beautiful. And
okay,
I'm also getting, can we have your first name, please?
Yes, my name is Akanksha.
Akanksha, what I'm getting is I see a beautiful dolphin with you. That's a totem animal that's with you right now. And that beautiful dolphin helps us to, you know, it speaks to us to, you know, of the breath of life. The only thing that the humans cannot go without for more than a few, you know, minutes is oxygen. Okay? We can live with water, you know, without water for a while, without food, but we cannot go, you know, without oxygen. It really is our source of sustenance, okay?
Yes.
So the dolphin is asking you, Akanksha, to breathe with me. The breath of the divine, the manna of the universe. In oneness, we intertwine. And the dolphin is the keeper of the sacred breath of life and teaches us how to release emotions through the dolphin's breath. Okay?
Yes.
And how to use that life manna, you know, through our breathing. Because when we do, it revitalizes our cells, our organs. It breaks the limits and the dimensions of physical reality so that we can enter the dream time. Okay, so does the dolphin resonate with you, Akanksha?
Yes, it does. I was thinking about dolphins also a while back.
Okay.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. So what I'm getting is the dolphin has a specific message, and it's saying, Akanksha, you are here to be a link to some solution for the children of Earth, okay? And you can connect, you know, with spirit and bring answers to your own questions as well as the questions of others, okay? And this is like a time of communication with the rhythms of nature. And you're just being put on notice that you've got to be mindful of your own body rhythms and the patterns of energy being fed to you from the Creator. So sort of like imitate the dolphin and ride the waves of laughter and just spread joy into the world and breathe and experience the mana so freely giving a Gangsha. And you're going to be able to break the existing barriers, and you're going to connect, you know, to that dream time and know that we are all whole in the eyes of the ever-living one.
Yes.
So I immediately the dolphin came swimming in to greet you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you have any questions, Agangsha, for us?
For the dream time, well, I have been meditating, or I have not been able to sleep well for a long time. And a lot of dreams have to do with water as well. So I feel it is connected to that, but I'm not exactly sure what is it, because when I wake up, I often forget about it.
Okay, well, I would suggest, first of all, is to get a journal, like a notebook and, you know, and an ink pen or a pencil, and put it bedside and put that intention to really be able to remember your dream. And you, as soon as you get up, before you get out of bed, write down exactly what you can remember, okay? And then you're going to see, like, after a while, after you start writing down things, there's going to be a lot there that really resonates with you and helps you. And I'm getting a conscious, there's a situation in your life, and you have more power over the situation than you think you have, okay? You've got to accept and love yourself exactly as you are, and you've got to assert boundaries, Agangsha. You've got to speak your truth with love, and don't do anything that doesn't feel good to you. And always, like, go within, you know, connect with that inner knowing, and that'll tell you what to do. Don't rely on anything externally, you know. Do not try to second guess yourself, and just know that when you take care of yourself, and you only do what you feel is right, you're going to feel better, you're going to feel safe, and you're going to honor that beautiful, authentic person that you truly are, and you're going to see that you're going to begin to thrive, okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting, you know, you can be willing to listen to what others have to say and stuff, but you have to finally choose to listen to yourself, okay? And I'm getting, do you do any kind of energy work? Because I'm getting that you're like an energy healer.
I meditate a lot, yes.
Okay. And so you're just...
Well,
you
I
know
do a
you're...
lot of work with Barbara, but she does the work. So I don't know if that counts.
She does the work, you know. So, Barbara, if you're working with Agangsha, the angels are saying this is a time like that she's really consciously, she's got a change in oil pattern that she's been holding on to. Okay, so she's got that oil pattern, and she's really got to let go of it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, and thank you for calling us this morning, Agangsha. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, where do I begin? Well, you should be letting go of some of the old patterns tonight when we work on addictions, because you actually get addicted to some of those patterns. So that'll be part of what we're clearing. Oh, and your guidance wants you to not say that I do all of the work, because I don't. You are doing the work too. You are part of this. It's not me taking care of you. It's you allowing yourself to change. And it's the you part of it that actually makes it happen. So don't give me all the credit. Give yourself credit. Let's see. The other thing they wanted to say is that in dreams, usually emotions are represented by water. So when you are having a lot of water in your dreams, it's the representation of your emotions. And you should look at what the emotions are doing in your dream. You know, are they overwhelming you? Are you drowning in your emotions? Yeah. What is it that they're showing you in your dreams? Okay, was there anything else I was supposed to mention before you get to talk to Jesus? Nope. Okay, here we go. So here's what Jesus wants to say to you. Beloved one, you are moving forward in your life. and you are moving forward in your life in ways that you had never imagined. And we applaud you for that. You have stepped into this wonderful opportunity to change everything and anything that you have ever believed. And this is something that most people are not willing to do. But you are doing it. You are embracing it. You are fully accepting it and involving yourself. It is not just a matter of Barbara Grace waving a magic wand and you are changed. It is you opening up, accepting, expressing. You are talking more than you have ever talked to people that you really don't know. But you feel that you have the freedom to express yourself, and that is the beauty of the work that you are doing. It is making you more and more aware of your freedom to be you, your freedom to create your own life, your freedom to determine your own destiny. You are moving out of those old beliefs that used to tie you down. In some ways, it was like you were tied to a chair and you could only do what other people said that you could do. And now you're not. You are standing strong. You are dancing. You are singing. You are talking. You are ready to live your own life. So we want you to continue to let go. And you will always be letting go. And that is not a curse and is not a burden. It is actually a joyous experience. Because you are opening up to your own life, to your own heart, to your own love. And we see beautiful, beautiful things coming into your life. So embrace yourself. Embrace the truth of who you are. Embrace the magic in your life and dance. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It feels really good. Now it's got this vision of you out there dancing.
It's true.
Maybe you should do that this weekend. Go dancing.
The thing with the water is that the interview I have next is in a place which has a lot of water. And in my last job, because I was so fed up, right, before leaving, I remember that all the walls were leaking with water. I felt it was like much more like my emotions. But yes, they had like leakage issues. So that was also there.
So when you are interviewing at this new place, notice how you feel. Notice how the water makes you feel. Because it's showing you. So if you are interviewing in a place and it feels like, then you don't really want to work there. Unless you figure out what it is that makes it go, ugh. Because that's not what you want to feel every day when you go to work.
Yes.
So this is about you becoming aware of what's actually important to you. That's why you're doing all the work that you're doing, so that you can actually be aware of what's important to you and create what you really want in your life instead of all those chains and bindings that used to be on you, because they're showing you. So much of that is gone now that says that this is how your life has to be. And you don't have that like you used to. So it's actually great.
Yes, that is true. I feel it had a lot to do with my old job. It was a loss over, so.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, now you can go out dancing.
Yes, I will do that this weekend.
Well, good. Wonderful. Because now the song playing in my head is Dancing in the Street. So you've replaced Island Girl with Dancing in the Street. So that's your thing. I don't know if you're allowed to dance in the streets in India, but hey, go for it.
I can try.
I don't want you to get arrested or anything, though. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for raising your hand and sharing who you are with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you, both of you.
You are welcome. And I will talk to you again later.
Yes. See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC. Oh,
it's so funny that you mentioned dancing, because I had given a lady a message last night to put on her dancing shoes. So I don't know what it is, but the message is like, you know, it seems like, you know, to so many are about dancing. So apparently,
it's about
not, and I dance
in your joy.
That I danced a little bit prior to our show. That's how I bring up my energy. I do a little, I just little happy dance. So
see, it brings
so
up
just,
your joy. That's what it's all
it's
about,
fun.
Bringing up the joy within. Yeah. So I advise anyone who wants to be more joyful to put on some music and dance, or just sing a song and dance, or just hum along and dance, or just have it playing in your head and dance. It doesn't matter, just dance.
And you've got to watch Dancing in the Street. That could be a little tricky.
Yeah, you don't want one with a lot of traffic, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I was actually seeing a vision of more of kind of a street festival kind of thing. I don't know. I just saw a group of people, and they were having a great time, and they were dancing, and they were in the street. So I don't even know if that's something that they do in India. Okay, I'm hearing that, yeah, it is. I have no idea. I've never been to India, but everyone, you know, do whatever is safe for you. But it's not about safety. It's about joy. Okay. So we've come to the end of another show, I think.
Well, we did what we had it to, and I'm filled with my beautiful, you know, dose of vitamin G, so I feel amazing.
And so do I. Now I want to go out dancing.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, me too. So, you know, and dancing, Ginger is saying, it's just like, you know, you're tuning into your mind, your body, and your spirit at the same time. And, you know, and just you get to express yourself as you're doing it. It's just wonderful. And it's a way to really honor yourself. And I feel it to be, like, very, very comforting, and it's so joyful. So it helps us to align with spirit and to really, you know, to our own needs as well. And I try to, you know, dance a little bit every day, Barbara.
Wonderful. Well, I encourage everyone else to dance a little every day just to experience the joy of yourself.
Yes.
All right. We will be back on Thursday. And I'm just telling me to remind everyone that the Healing Hands by Shoshona show is on Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock Central Time, where you can experience the emotion code with Shoshona. That's another show that I work with. And then DC and I will be back on Thursday morning with Mornings with Jesus. And then on Fridays, there is Get Answers to Life's Questions. So almost every day of the week, you have the opportunity to ask your questions and get healing and understanding and guidance and everything that you need in order to create your beautiful, magnificent life. All right, I'm
done. And thank
now.
You for everything that you do. Thank you. Ginger saying thank you, Auntie Barbara, that you are so needed. And please keep resonating with that beautiful crow energy, because you are, you know, you are in the elf, you are here in the earthly realm, she's saying, but you are in, you know, in spirit as well. You're traveling. And as you spoke about your newest technique that you're doing, it sort of resonates with that, Barbara.
Yeah.
You were telling me a little bit that you were doing like a new technique, I guess, and I just feel like it's going to have something to do with that.
Oh, that's about finding the greatness within you, and that is such a...
Yes.
That's what Jesus was talking about today. So that's all about allowing that energy to flow.
Yes, and you found that greatness, but there's so much more that you haven't discovered, Barbara.
I know. It's just amazing.
Yes. Connecting with crow energy, because crow energy is going to keep you going and keep you on that beautiful path and just reconnecting. And like I said, you're here to help people with their earthly needs, you know, and connect them with spirit. But you yourself are, you know, you're off on another, you know, adventure somewhere far away as you're here with us. You are in two places at the same time.
That is true. Okay, I can accept that.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
And you said, that's good. Auntie Barbara, I've done my job. Have a great day.
Well, you know, that's what we always imagine when we're kids. Oh, I wish I could be here and here and, you know, several places at once and experience all this stuff. And now you can open up to it and start experiencing it, even though you're an adult. You can enjoy it even more. Life is wonderful. It truly is.
Yes. So.
All right, everybody. Get out there, dance, enjoy your life.
Yes. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.